I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, the first chapter, and just hold there a moment. And then I'll tell you some things that the Lord wants to establish in his camp meeting. Revelation chapter 1. And I want to give you some definitions so as we go, you'll be able to keep up with what we're aiming to do. Creating an atmosphere for the supernatural to take over. That's what we're going to be dealing with. Creating an atmosphere for the supernatural to take over. Now, this can be personalized. What? Yes, sir. I said this can be personalized. Personalized. You see, in other words, on occasion from this night forward, you will know how to pause and stop and wait and create an atmosphere for the impossible to become possible. Yes, sir. When you seem like you're in a situation that cannot be handled by no natural means, after this night, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
After this night, in this teaching, you will know how to pause so you can step in your rightful place of the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
The supernatural is on the inside of you now.
Yes, sir.
Ready to manifest. What I said?
The supernatural is on the inside of you now, ready to manifest.
And the supernatural, actually, is the substance of God. It's God himself. So, creating an atmosphere for the supernatural to take over. Now, let's look at a few definitions of atmosphere so you'll know what you're doing. Atmosphere, number one, means a surrounding influence. A surrounding influence. In other words, you surround yourself with the influence of God. Yeah. God began to influence the things around you, making them change into your favor. You see, the principles that I'm going to teach you tonight, you're going to be able to do that. You're going to be able to surround yourself with the influence of God.
Yes, sir.
No matter where you are, what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You know how powerful that is?
Yes, sir.
That you will, tonight I will give you a text, I will give you a principle, how at any minute, any moment, any time, to supernaturally surround yourself with the influence of God. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
That is powerful, man.
Yes,
also, the atmosphere here means a dominant effect. In other words, it is an effect of dominion.
Yes, sir.
The principles we're going to learn tonight and learning about how to create an atmosphere for the supernatural to take over is a dominant effect. It's a dominion, dominizing. Also, I want you to get these definitions. A pervading influence that color outward appearance or character. I'm reading, I'm laughing. Yeah, I got to give it to you again. I'm laughing because I got it in me, you know. You say, what? A pervading influence that color, outward appearance, or character. In other words, it changes into your favor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It changes sickness into health.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Poverty into wealth.
Yes, sir.
Problem into solution.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to prepare you where we're going. It also means, we're talking about atmosphere, where we're creating this supernatural. Creating a divine mood. A divine mood. I'm bold enough to say creating a divine feeling.
Yes, sir.
creating divine emotion in your soul.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful.
Yes, sir.
That's on record, isn't it? We're putting this on record, right?
Yes, sir.
Creating a divine mood. M-O-O-D. And then, two more definitions I want you to have. Surrounding matters that influence or modify a course of development. Surrounding matters that influence or modify a course of development. In other words, this thing going to come out like I see it going to come out because I'm packing a greater power than whatever I'm dealing with. And so when you talk about this atmosphere, them definitions are powerful. Atmosphere actually means creating an environment.
Yes, sir.
And then when you create that environment, you're the one who control. Huh?
Yes, sir.
What that thing? I'm trying to get them mixed up here. The thermostat and the
thermometer.
You control the thermostat to make the thermometer in life to go where you want to go.
That's right. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, so creating an atmosphere for, I hope you let me preach a while. I know the anointing is going to come because in my study, I couldn't hardly study. The Holy Ghost come here and took me over, slapped me side of the head and said, have some fun, be blessed. So I want you to be blessed because all your problems about to be solved.
Yes, sir.
The Lord want to teach you tonight how to create the supernatural, let him influence your situation with miracle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How to let him work signs and wonders in your situation. And sometimes you don't know, and even those around you don't know how you got out. But it's a powerful position. I'm so glad to be here because I want to hear this myself.
Yes, sir.
It's a powerful position to be in, and God gave me so many scriptures and so many insight to coming into this place. You're in Revelation. Let's read Revelation chapter 1. Oh my goodness. Verse 10. Verse 10, Revelation chapter 1. We're talking about creating an atmosphere for the supernatural to take over. John, as a prisoner out on the Isle of Patmos, but he had something else going for him. See, your Isle of Patmos, a place where nothing like it going on, but if you're in a certain mode, a mood, a certain atmosphere, you can handle it.
Yes, sir.
Now notice what John said he was in the 10th verse, what happened. John said, I was in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
If you get in the spirit, the atmosphere is going to change.
That's right. Yes,
I don't care how many hellions there. If you're in the spirit, the atmosphere got to change because being in the spirit of the Lord, you're greater than anybody around you.
Yes, sir.
John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Now notice what being in the spirit, what happened when you're in the spirit? And heard behind me a great voice.
Yes, sir.
I want you to say now boldly, I'm not by myself.
I'm not by myself.
Don't you ever forget that. No matter what you go through from this night forward, this camp meeting is designed to inform you for the rest of your days, whatever come up, you're never by yourself. And my helper is greater than any hurt.
Yes,
you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Say it, I'm not by myself.
I'm not by myself.
I'm surrounded by the supernatural powers of God. Say it. You just wrap your house up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. You just wrap all your family up. I'm surrounded by the supernatural power of God. John said, and he said, notice what he said now. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Where he was?
In the spirit.
All right. In the spirit. And that spirit is capitalized. He was in the Holy Ghost. And heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now, you ever hear that voice? You're in the spirit and hear that voice? Ooh, Lord.
Yes,
It's over. You're in the, boy, this is supernatural, yeah. You're in the spirit and you're in that great voice. I'm in the spirit and you're in the great voice.
Yes, sir.
Talking to my situation.
Yes.
Talking to my case.
Yes, sir.
Giving me direction. Saying, as a trumpet, of a trumpet, saying I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the first and the last. So this ain't over yet. It's not over till you win.
Yes, sir.
In the supernatural. Thank you, Jesus. In the supernatural, it's not over till you win. Who received that?
See,
don't care how you feel, don't care how it sound, don't care how it look. He says, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the first and the last. And when I surround you, I got the last word.
Yes, sir.
And what thou see, now I want you to see. I'm getting stuck here, but I want you to see in the spirit, you hear different. In the spirit, you see different. See, he's hearing things and seeing things that a natural man or a natural woman can't see because he's in the spirit. And I go on and read what he told him to do and go down further. I mean, he talked to him and I turn, look at verse 12. I turn to see the voice. What? How you going to see a voice that speak with me? And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. He was seen in another realm. Good God Almighty. After this night, everything you deal with, you're going to be seen in another realm. Hearing in another realm. Functioning in another realm. I decree in the name of Jesus, nothing is impossible for you to accomplish from this night forward.
Yes, sir.
I speak that out in the atmosphere. Nothing. You're walking in the realm of possibilities because you surround yourself with the supernatural power, supernatural ability. And I'll say it this way, the supernatural love of God.
Yes, sir.
God loves us supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, take this on. Please take this on because I feel it coming out of me. Just take it on because he said, notice. He said, I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and a girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And his head was white. I mean, he went on and on. So I want to give the definition of supernatural given to me in prayer. This definition will release the supernatural on the scene every time. It has been the secret of all those. I'll call one out, Daniel. Daniel had the secret of the supernatural. That's why he could face the lion den.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
The Hebrew boys, when they wanted to bow to that other god, sometimes this system wants us to bow to it. But if you know the supernatural, they said, our God is well able.
Yes, sir.
And when they got in the fire, Jesus showed up.
Yes, sir.
David, when he faced Goliath, He faced Goliath in the supernatural. David really didn't know what he was going to do, but he was talking big because God was with him.
Yes, sir.
And so God put that supernaturalness on that rock.
Yes, sir.
Something looked like it wouldn't work. Oh, my goodness. There are going to be things in your life look like they're not going to work.
Yeah.
But when God put the supernatural on it,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, ain't no slingshot, no stone can kill a man 10 feet tall, built up in muscles. But then the supernatural came. There's a problem you're dealing with tonight. And don't look like you've got the resources or the ability to handle it. But the Lord brought you to this camp meeting for a reason. You can handle it after you hear what the Lord is saying to you tonight. It'd be the most unlikely means whereby God used. It's something you always hadn't said right there. You didn't know it was that powerful. and the supernatural go over and get on that what you already had and make it work because you're looking for something else. Come on now. Come on. Come on. You already got it. Say, I already have it. Whatever you need to bring deliverance to you when you're in the spirit. I don't want you to miss this. As I give this definition of the supernatural. This definition will release the supernatural on the scene every time. It has been the secret of all those who function in the supernatural on regular basis. Wait now, on regular basis.
Yes, sir.
On regular basis. Mm-hmm. You all heard me?
Yes, sir.
On regular basis.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about you being in the supernatural from this night forward on regular basis because you don't supposed to be following the supernatural, but the supernatural is supposed to be following you. This secret created an atmosphere for miracles, signs, and wonders. Listen, suddenly, straightway, and immediately.
Yes, sir.
6 days, sign, miracle, sign, wonder. Suddenly, you're going to begin to live a suddenly successful life.
Yes, sir.
As you follow his instruction. Matter of fact, the man point going to rock hell tonight. All the hell in your life about to be rock out of your life. Because it's a secret. Oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost, man. It's a secret.
Hallelujah.
Somebody listening. Oh yeah, somebody online. I mean, somebody in here too, but somebody online listening for me. They're out here to get it. They're out here to get it. You got 1,386 people online. There's somebody out there listening. Somebody about to get set free, boy.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yep. Huh? Now, Lord, listen, let me teach a while, please. I feel the glory, man.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Turn to Philippians for a minute. And I'll give you another, before I give you the main one, I'm going to give you another one that you can always refer to. To get you back into the flow I'm talking about. I want to pay attention to a term called the supply of the Spirit in that 19th verse. The supply of the Spirit. See, John said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day in Revelation. But here, Paul, the Apostle Paul, revealed to us there's a supply of the Spirit that puts you in a different category than a regular life. There's a supply of the Spirit that changed the zoning.
Yes, sir.
Woo. There's a supply of the Spirit that puts you in another zone.
Yes, sir.
Where the enemy can't go.
Yes, sir.
You mean the man can go in a zone with it? Yes, absolutely. He cannot go in the Spirit where you can go.
Yes,
he was put out. So notice this 19th verse. I want it in your note. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Hallelujah. Through your prayer. Now notice this. And underline this. And the supply. And the supply. And the supply. And the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I am a candidate every day of my life to be in the Spirit. And function in a supply of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Glory to
yes,
God. I think that can create an atmosphere. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say that. Now, let me say a few things to you before I take you to this verse. Let's see. I want you to just write these things down. It seemed like the Lord is dealing with me in a Trinity revelation. I remember some months ago we came upon some things that I thought was outstanding. I want to repeat them. I've said them before, but I'm going to say three things before I say that. In this supernatural surrounding, and I'll do more teaching on this week, but there will be a wind blowing. There will be a wind blowing. And then there will be a fire burning. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
And there will be rivers flowing. Now, I got three texts for this, but I don't want to touch it right now, because if I get in there, I'm not going to be able to get to some things I want to give you, all right? But then me and my family came upon these three terms, harmonious conditions, agreeable surroundings, and the best of everything. That zone, that supernatural zoning, that supernatural positioning, put you there. And I want you to write these four things down. I haven't got to that scripture. I'm going to a scripture that's going to open you up and going to cause an explosion in a few moments. I know what's going to happen. Knowing how to be in tune with the rhythm of the supernatural. Yes, sir. Now, the rhythm. Knowing how to be in tune. See, that's why you got to pray in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because the supernatural travel in mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. Sometimes the supernatural is traveling in mystery. And you might put in your note Jude 20. Yeah, so you can travel because the supernatural travel in mystery. Hallelujah. I just found that out myself.
Yeah.
On the spot. I thank God for it.
Yes, sir.
The supernatural travel in mystery, but God have designed me that I can travel in mystery.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, while you're writing, write Matthew 13, 11 and 12. Abundance about to take your life over. Yeah. When you know how to travel in the understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom, which Matthew 13, 11 and 12 telling you, and 1 Corinthians 14, 2 telling you, that you're speaking not unto men, but unto God, how be it in the spirit, you're speaking mystery.
Uh-huh.
See, when you're speaking those mysteries are supernatural travels.
Yes, sir.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, so supernatural mysteries and supernatural traveling going to take place in your life.
Yes, sir.
That's why Amos 3:3 say, how can two walk together except they be agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that God is so powerful, he can't function normally.
Yes, sir.
He functions in another realm. God cannot function in the sense realm. He functioned in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And he functioned in the mysteries, not to hide anything for you, from you.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery is hiding things for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The mystery is places you can go your enemy can't go.
Yes, sir.
And when the enemy, after you get into the revelation of a mystery, we're talking about the supernatural now,
yes,
after you get into the revelation of the mystery, when the enemy come back, he don't know who you are.
Yes, sir.
Cause you done turned into Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You done turned into the Holy Ghost. You done turned into God. You done turned into the Word of God. You done turned into mercy. You done turned into grace. You done turned into love. You done turned into forgiveness. You done turned into glory. You done turned into power.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
That's part of the traveling. So knowing how to be in tune with the rhythm of the supernatural is knowing how to function in mystery. Let me write this down now. Flowing, we were talking about knowing, now we're talking about flowing.
Yes,
flowing in places you never have gone before.
Wow.
Oh, happy day. See, when life stopped being regular, and when your expectation is off the hook.
Yes, sir.
And it don't have to be Sunday.
Right.
Every day, when you know how to surround yourself with the supernatural,
yes,
you know how to be in the spirit, and every day turn into the Lord's day.
Yes,
I mean, you know, we won't talk about Sunday, but Monday, my Lord's day, Tuesday, Thursday, every day is the Lord's day. When you're in the spirit,
yes, sir,
the day turn into the Lord. And then there's a zone, or there's a place called glorying. You begin to glow because the glory is surrounding you. You turn into another man. You turn into another woman. We were talking about the supernatural. You were talking about the supernatural. And I'm trying to build it where you can see it. I heard this term. I never heard zoning in the spirit. Zoning. I don't know if the word is a word called zoning. Zoning in the spirit. Yeah, zoning. Whatever it is, I'll make one. Zoning in the spirit. Know how to operate in the zone of the spirit. All right, now I didn't do all that justice, boy, because that's a lot more. But I got to go here because this really gonna build a bridge for you to cross. John chapter 3. You got your shouting clothes? If you don't shout, baby, I'm going to shout by myself. And I'm going to get all the goodies. I'm going to get yours too. If you're not ready for this, we're talking about creating an atmosphere for the supernatural to take over. In other words, everything you're dealing with tonight, because you tune, I don't care if you're in California, I don't care if you're in Africa, I don't care where you're. Everything you're dealing with tonight, the Lord had you to tune in to this meeting to know how to wrap yourself in the supernatural, wrap yourself in miracles, wrap yourself in signs, wrap yourself in wonders. Stop waiting suddenly, immediately, straightway zone. Somebody holler hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice now, watch what we're about to do now. I tell you, I'm so excited to give this to you, and I hope I can stay with you a little while here tonight. But I'm telling you, this thing is so powerful. You see, the reason that many have never created an atmosphere for the supernatural to take over, there are some secrets that we must know. And one of the grandest secrets is in John 3:30. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words. Those 7 words is supernatural. Those 7 words by themselves put you in a category. Woo, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I mean, this is, he must increase, but I must decrease.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's supernatural zoning, brother.
Yes, sir.
You recognize that I can't handle it. And I don't want to handle it. And I'm turning my whole life over to God, spirit, soul, and body.
Yes, sir.
He must increase. I want to give him the glory.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know he did it.
He did. Yes,
I want you to know my life is like it is, not because I'm so smart,
yes,
but because I'm connected with somebody,
yes, sir,
who took care of me,
yes,
in a special way because I yield.
Yes.
If you let him increase,
yes, sir,
in the morning, at noontime, late in the midnight hour,
yes, sir,
just let him increase.
Yes, sir.
Every situation you're dealing with now,
yeah,
put God on the increase.
Yeah.
Say, God, I magnify you. God, I glorify you. You're the only true living God.
Yes,
you got all power,
yeah,
in your hand. She just keep lifting him.
Yes,
and then as you lift him, you decrease.
Yes,
therefore, I don't have to handle this thing no more.
Yes.
Therefore, I don't have to fight by myself.
Yes.
Therefore, I don't have to ask nobody to help me. Because I got the helper, above all helper, helping me because I'm lifting him up. If I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. You see? He must increase. Say it, he must increase. Now that's a supernatural, that's a twofold supernatural statement. He must increase. That's one. That's gonna start the supernatural. The other one is, I must decrease. How many of y'all got it? Yeah. The worry, the fear, the anxiety that you're carrying is because you haven't decreased enough. The supernatural come to your heart, the supernatural come to your hurt, and the supernatural come to your house tonight.
Yes, sir.
Just increase him. Just praise him. Just worship him.
Yes.
Just thank him for being a great God.
Yes.
And as you do that, he's going to start increasing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're going to start decreasing.
Yes, sir.
And you'll find out, you'll get to that point, I don't have to handle this. It's already handled. It's supernatural.
Yeah.
It's an atmosphere you're creating. Are you following me?
Yes,
oh, my. Yeah, he must increase. All right, sit down. Let me show you another one. Here's a statement. Here's a statement. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, John 5 now. John 5. And here's what he told me to tell you. Stop. Everybody say stop.
Stop.
Searching the scripture without looking for me.
Yes.
Stop searching the scripture without looking for me. Whenever you search the scripture, search it for a reason.
Yes, sir.
You're looking for me.
Yes, sir.
The scriptures without me are no good. Search the scripture. John 5:39, I got a book backing me up. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. You think you have victory. See? Or you keep. And they are which testify of me.
Yes, sir.
Find me in the scripture. Once you find me, guess what? You've found the supernatural. Because I am the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
I can make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
So now, put all of your problem in the dishpan. You're at home. Go in the kitchen and get the dishpan. Put all your problem in there and go to the scripture and look for Jesus. And the supernatural come in that dishpan and wipe out every problem you got. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Am I preaching?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting anything? You see, this is camp meeting. We're talking about the supernatural. When the supernatural become real to you, I'm amming this week apostolic and prophetically to make the supernatural, we are, make the supernatural real to you.
Yes, sir.
Come on. It's a lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
See? It's beyond religion. It's beyond just going to church. It's beyond just being baptized in water. It's beyond reading a hymn. It's beyond singing a song.
Yes, sir.
It goes home with you, baby. It's a lifestyle. You wake up in it. You sleep in it. You sleep surrounded by the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
You eat with the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Glory.
Look in John 10 while you're there. John 10. Here's another aspect of the supernatural that I thank God for. Now we're creating an atmosphere for the supernatural to take over.
Yes.
Once that happens, there's nothing impossible. There's nothing that you can't create. There's nothing that you can't have. There's nowhere that you can't go. There's nobody you can't help. God wants to put you in a position that you can help everybody he sent to you. But
yes,
before that happens, you got to be know how to help yourself.
Yes, sir.
See, it's not all about you. It's about the kingdom. It's about God's work. It's about God's will. It's about God's plan.
Yes, sir.
Somebody hearing me out there?
Yes, sir.
If your life don't function different after the night,
yes, sir,
I believe you better go back to your prayer closet and ask the Lord to save you. I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious. All right, John 10. Now watch this. Watch this. This is powerful. John 10, 34. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods?"
Wow.
If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. When the word of God, listen very carefully because you're not going to know what I'm saying, become incarnated in you. When the word of God become flesh in you. You take upon the nature of God. When a revelation become real to you, it changed your whole being.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It changed your mind. It changed your mouth. It changed everything about you.
Yes, sir.
And there's a boldness and an access
yeah.
and a confidence that
yes,
comes upon you, which is supernatural.
Yes,
You got to shout and glow? John is working with me because he touched it many times. Turn back to John 3. He must increase, you see it, but I must decrease. Mm-hmm. Stop searching the scripture without looking for me. We went through that, right?
Yes,
all of these things are going to put you in a supernatural category. Now, all you people who are not paying attention, just fold your Bible, turn the TV off, and go on back and do what you want to do, because this is too precious, and you're going to be held accountable. This is heavy, heavy. See, I've been preaching 40-some years, and I feel a tangible anointing. This is a heavy, heavy, heavy material. This is not religious, and this is not ritual. This is God saying, this is God tonight answering all your prayer.
I don't care
how long you've been on earth. All your prayers are being answered. All your problems are being solved. All your answers are being given right here, this night, in this one message. You held accountable. You held responsible when this type of ministry is going forth. Paul said, I didn't come to you in word only, but in power, in the Holy Ghost, in much assurance.
Uh-huh.
This is the type of gospel it is. Paul talked about it again. Paul said, I didn't come to you in excellence of speech. You see? He said, I came to you in weakness, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. He said, I come in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Yeah.
And so around the world tonight, the Lord want to solve some things.
Yeah.
And he want to bring you into the realm of supernatural. And these scriptures, you know, he must increase, I must decrease.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Get out the way. Stop serving the scripture without looking for me. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's this one here. When I read this years ago, I said, what? I said, and then I read it, and then I came to the understanding, I have it. John 3:34. I read it, and I found out Jesus is not the only one that have this. I found out my cup run is over. So he says, the supernatural is receiving the Spirit without measure.
Yeah.
Oh! Call every nigger and call every hawker and tell them they're dead tonight.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, that's what I was hoping. Call every nigger and every hawker. Every person who thinks they're nigger, everybody, they died tonight.
Yes, sir.
The supernatural. Whoo! For he whom God has sent speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
Wow.
Now, one thing you say, well, Jesus got the Spirit up. No, you got to deal with John 7:37, man.
That's right.
Go to John 7:37. You can't have me talking about, man. No, man. No, you got to go to John 7:37 now and see how this thing go, man. See, I'm speaking the same word Jesus spoke.
Yep.
Huh? Look what John 7:37 said.
Mm-hmm.
In that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. He that believeth me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow. Well, you know no belly can't hold no rivers of water. You gotta keep coming out.
Yes,
rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So now we got, he must increase, I must decrease. When we're searching the scripture, look for him. He's going to come out supernaturally. And then the supernatural is receiving the Spirit without measure. Now, here's something that you got to stop doing if you want to create an atmosphere. Turn with me to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Chapter 3. First Timothy. Chapter 3. I must be in the wrong one. Let me go to 2 Timothy. It might be there. Yeah, I know he didn't want to come out, but he gonna come. We're going to get it. Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 5. I said, to walk in the supernatural, surround yourself with the supernatural, we're going to have to stop denying the power. Wow. Stop having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Stop that mess.
Yes, sir.
Power's in you. You got a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
Go to Hebrews chapter 2. And try to cover this thing thoroughly. Now, to walk in the supernatural, listen to me. You cannot let the word slip.
That's right.
When God speak a word to you, such as this, such as he spoke to you this morning, last night, you can't let this slip. And it's a powerful night tonight.
Yep.
I know it's a powerful night. I feel the Holy Ghost all down in my feet, man. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm holding on. Because I really want to cut up and just jump all on top of this thing. Because I know where we are. We're in a zone tonight of the supernatural. Miracles, signs, and wonders will begin to follow you. And some things you're not going to even be able to explain that happened in your life after tonight. Because there's an impartation going on. There's a divine influence on your soul tonight. Shoo. Shoo. Hallelujah. Oh, my.
Lord of God.
Praise his holy name. I can't take much more. it's so true now. It's so true. Now you walking surrounded by the supernatural. And you know it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And you know how to activate it.
Yes, sir.
And you know how to yield to it.
Yes, sir.
And you can... catch a miracle at any moment. A sign. A wonder. God can use you at any moment to act in his place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The same power,
yes, sir,
that raised Jesus from the dead, well, dwell in me. And I'm learning now how to turn it loose supernaturally.
Yeah.
Not only a supply of the Spirit, but it's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the same Spirit that when Jesus was in the wilderness and the devil tried to tempt him, Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone. Every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. That's the supernatural. So we can't let this slip. Never, if you don't let the word slip, the supernatural not going to slip. So what I'm telling you from this night forward, I think Montreal's the only one. Sometime God let you get in a position.
Yes, sir.
To know what you have.
Yes, sir.
Every now and then I'm at the red light in my Maserati. Some young boy coming on there, you rip his engine up. I said, son, you don't want none of this. And I look at him and I said, you don't want none of this. I said, all right, I'm going to give it to you. And so you have to know the power you got, man. You have to know the power you got. I like to have fun too, you know. But you got to know the power you got. I mean, why you won't come up here and you hear this thing gurgling and you know what it is. Why you won't look at me suspiciously and raise your engine and look at me? You know what's about to happen to you.
Yes,
so that's the same way when Satan pull up beside you.
Yes, sir.
And you got your supernatural engine on.
Yes,
he ought to stop this fool. Sometime he going to try you.
Yes, sir.
But just let him try you. Make sure he know who you are.
Yes, sir.
feel the glory, man.
Yeah.
I got a clothes, man. Hallelujah.
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 Do you know my life have changed tonight? Do you know now I can go back to every situation in the supernatural?
Yes, sir.
Because the apostle have taught me how to turn the supernatural on daily basis and in every situation.
Yeah.
All I got to do is say, all right, God, I'm decreasing in this thing.
Yes,
I want you to increase.
Yes, sir.
He said, what you said?
Yes, sir.
I want you to increase.
Yes, sir.
Look at, I mean, is it? Am I in the spirit? Or am I in the flesh? Am I fussing? Am I cussing? Am I raising sand? Do I need to calm down? Calm your tail down and sit down and listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to you. You fussing and fighting and frustrating yourself, killing yourself. This is the night for you. This is the time for you to raise your hand and give God the glory. You're not in bad condition. You just need to praise Him. Activate the supernatural. Activate miracles. Activate signs. Activate wonders.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Never let the word slip. If you don't let the word slip, you will never let the supernatural slip. And the problem in the church at large is a slipping supernatural. They think you got to pray 15 hours for the supernatural to happen, but you got immediately, suddenly, and straightway, is still alive.
Yes, still alive. Yes, sir. I believe. Yes, sir.
You'll be waiting on 6 months to handle this thing. We're going to handle this in 6 seconds.
Yes, sir.
And you have that type of confidence. You have that type of boldness. You know you're covered, all right? I'll read this in our close. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. What? Lest any time what? Don't let this slip now. You're designed to live in a supernatural atmosphere. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, a reward, how shall we escape? I mean, verse 3. If we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him. I heard him.
Yes, sir.
I heard him. All right. Now watch what the next verse says. If you just don't let it slip. So tell somebody, if you just don't let it slip. And tell somebody in the house, if you just don't let it slip, if you just don't let slip what you heard tonight, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, all of them plural, and with, boy, you about to have some signs, not a sign, not a wonders. And divers miracles, oh my goodness, different miracles. And gifts, plural, of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. It is God's will for you to live in signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. I'll take up tomorrow night and some other things. But I believe you heard enough. Ooh, man, I love this message. I got to listen to it again myself, man. Because now I can't get jammed no more. See, one of the things, I'm saying something going to cut you a little bit. Now I know how to stop being stupid. What do you mean? With all the power available to me, I come to the point that I think I'm losing. And now, by hearing this message, we've used this term, but I'm going to use it now. It's just another chance for God to show himself strong. Everything working out in my favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah.